Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us for the next 15 minutes for a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture, featuring the teaching ministry of Max Pratt. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore I will reign with Him.
Watching the news reports from across our nation and even the world this spring tells the tale of so many folks suffering from storms. Storms of almost every kind have wrecked the lives of countless thousands. Life will never, ever be the same for some of those who have been displaced from their homes and business. The storms have wrecked more than just the physical part of life. Families and communities have had devastating losses of life. The rebuilding of property can take place, and life, as far as having the home replaced, can happen, but there will be many voids left by the storms. Jesus can help each and every one of us with all the storms of life and the devastation they bring into our lives.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly, but when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Raise me up to more than I can be.
It is always good to see the kind of aid that is given to those so hurt and troubled by storms. I am so thankful for all the organizations whose primary purpose is to get emergency supplies into the hands of people who have been victimized by the storms. I am thankful that the desire to help is so strong that sacrifices are made to provide life-sustaining help following these storms. Jesus made a statement of fact that helps me when I consider the problems, trials, and troubles people experience in life. He said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world." I know that Jesus may have primarily been speaking of persecutions and trials upon those his disciples because we live by our faith in him. But I do not think that we do any injustice to the scriptures if we consider the Lord's words in regards to the storms that come in life. Certainly the storms of nature can test our faith, turn our world upside down to where we need encouragement, and that is what the Lord intended to do for those disciples to whom he was speaking. He wanted them to know that he was in control, that he had been victorious over the world, and now he would be with them. He would provide help and direction as they continued on their journey of faith. For us who believe in the Bible as God's holy word, there are a number of things we can know for certain. One is that life will have its storms. No one should believe that by coming to Christ and accepting him as Lord and Savior, surrendering to him in our baptism to begin the walk of faith, will exempt us from trouble, trial, or suffering. Throughout the pages of our New Testaments, we read of the Christian community undergoing all kinds of hardships. Some were persecuted because of their faith in Christ. They had their property taken away. Sometimes they were imprisoned. And some lost their lives because they followed Jesus and his teachings. We read of some of the church folks suffering right along with others because of poverty and drought and other conditions in this world. Evidence is plain and overwhelming in the scriptures. We cannot hope to be freed from the hurts and the injustices of life because we're children of God. Another thought, which provides a blessed assurance to us who believe, is that we do not have to face our storms and its aftermath alone. We have a heavenly presence. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus has been promised as a companion to us when we walk in God's way. God's Spirit is our comforter. He dwells within the heart. Reading from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Christians in the city of Rome, we find him explaining that the Spirit helps us. He knows us, and he expresses the things to God that we cannot. Besides the Holy Spirit who comes and abides with us, we have our community of faith surrounding us. Part of the church's ministry is to care one for another. Praying for one another is emphasized. Caring for the less fortunate is instructed as part of the pure and undefiled religion that is acceptable to our Father in heaven. When the book commands we are to weep with those who weep, it has us committed in ministry to one another. So within the framework of the church that Jesus purchased with his own blood is this sharing and caring, exhorting and encouraging, as well as helping. There are many kinds of storms that can come into our lives. Some of the storms that are most devastating arise from sin. Emotions and spirits are torn apart. Relationships that have been so precious and so much a part of life come to an end. Jesus came to this earth to provide us with protection from the storms. By walking in his light and doing his will, we escape many of the storms of life. If you are weathering storms of life today and you're doing so all alone, you don't have to. Jesus and his followers are available to help. If you are left devastated by some storms in your life, Jesus is a wonderful friend who can help put life back together again. Maybe the storms you face today are from sins of the past. I know of no other way to recover from the guilt of sin than through the saving blood of Jesus. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Just like that day on the lake, when the storm arose and the disciples were so afraid, well, when they woke Jesus up from his sleep, he calmed the storm. And so, he can calm your storm today.
If I ascend to the heights, Lord, I find you, and in the depths of the sea, there you stand. From snowy mountains so steep to ocean trenches so deep, you made them, Lord, they are yours, yours to command. And I can depend on you. I can depend on you. From snowy mountains so steep to ocean trenches so deep, I can depend on you. In the warmth of the sun, Lord, I find you. And in the palest moonlight, there you stand. Sun, moon, and star shining bright, I'll tell the world of your might. You hold them all in the palm of your hand. I can depend on you. I can depend on you. Star shining bright, I'll tell the world of your might. In the faith of a child, Lord, I find you. And in the love of your Son, there you stand. You gave your Son at such cost to save a world that was lost. Such love no less than my heart could demand. Can depend, depend on you. I can depend, depend on you. Son at such cost to save a world that was lost. I can depend on you. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to exalt Jesus Christ and to assist you in your walk of faith. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We also make printed materials available to you free of charge, including a modern English translation of the Bible. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write to us at our new address, Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. That's Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website again is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us. And be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the Holy One.